Now, we were hearing during the week details coming out about the number of disabled young people and people with vulnerabilities and illnesses who are actually in nursing homes when they don't need to be there. They're there because there's nowhere else for them with the proper facilities to care for them. And it brings us along to a story of Fiona Ahern Lynch from Ballybunion. Fiona's son Richard has a disability. The house they're in is totally unsuitable as his condition progresses and deteriorates and as he gets older. Fiona is 12 years fighting for a move or renovation, but Kerry County Council continue to say there are no options and no money available to fit out a new property that would better suit her son's needs. I spoke to her and first of all asked her to outline the situation that she finds herself in.
Well, I'm currently in a 4-bedroom council house at the moment in Ballybunion, with stairs and stuff, but with my son's condition, he has deteriorated somehow, and obviously the stairs are not suitable, and the bathroom situation is not suitable for him no longer because he cannot get in and out of the bath without assistance. And we basically required downstairs facilities, our bungalow for him, because obviously where we're living now is not suitable and it's a hazard really for him.
And this has been progressing over the years as he's gotten older. What age is he now?
He's 23 now. He'll be 24 in September. And as he's gotten older, it's more difficult. And obviously me and my husband have gotten older. So, you know, so we have to think of the future. And obviously he'll always be with us. And his care and attention will always have different needs, we'll say, as he gets older. And he also has epilepsy as well, nocturnal epilepsy, which has, on occasion, we have had to call ambulance because aspiration and things like that. And he's such a big young lad and stairs, obviously. Kind of difficult, even with an ambulance service and a stretcher and everything, trying to get him in and out, you know.
So very difficult situation. You need changes. Either is it an option of changing the house you're in, or would you require a bungalow style adapted house for his needs?
Well, for his needs, preferably a bungalow and adapted for his needs, because as a young strapping 23-year-old young fella, and if he wants to go up the stairs, there's nothing will stop him. You know, even though it's a risk for him now going up and down the stairs, but if he wants something, he will go and do it. Obviously, he's an adult. It's his decision. But also, I'm his voice. He cannot speak as freely as we can, we'll say. Like, he has limited vocabulary and stuff like that, but I'm obviously his voice and I have to fight for him, which can be a bit much on my own mental health. It does affect me. Because what I feel is right for my son and being an advocate for him, he feels like he's being discriminated against in a certain degree.
That's how you feel. Tell me, how long have you been looking for changes like this?
About 12 years. And constantly filling out forms, filling out medical forms, getting reports from various, like, OTs, physios, own GP, things like that, even his day centre where he attends. And like, his condition is not going to change, it's not going to improve. He's not going to wake up one day and be like an ordinary Joe Soap, we'll say.
Yeah.
It's just, he's the way he is.
Is it the HSC, is it the council, is it the Department of Social Protection, or is it all three involved in this, or does it rest formally on, I suppose, the local authority as a housing matter?
Well, from what I know, it's the housing matter, it's the county council. Even though HSE has been involved to a certain degree, we'll say, with his OT,
yes,
and physiotherapist.
And verifying
like
his
that.
Medical condition and the need therein for, yeah, the housing.
Yeah, and his GP also.
And yet you're still in the same house, unchanged.
We're still in the same house, yeah. And now, like, I've 4 children all together, that's... But 2 of the girls are adults. They're no longer here. They're living their own lives. And my youngest son, he'll be 18 the end of this month. So, obviously...
Your needs are changing.
Yeah. So,
So if you, like, for instance, even from that point of view, if you were moved into, let's say, a bungalow that suits his needs and you and your husband's needs, perhaps, maybe, you'd free up the house you're in now for a family.
Exactly, we would. And I'm a firm believer of giving back. So what, you know, what I might need, might not need, I will always give to others.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so what's the problem from your point of view? Like, what have you been told, shall we say, about why? Is it a shortage of housing? Is it a shortage of money? Is it a shortage of the ability to find the right type of house in the area? Or what's the situation been, Fiona?
Recently I've been told that there's no suitable dwelling at the moment. We're on a waiting list. And either their excuse is there's no money and they can't afford to do up any, like, there's rural cottages dotted around Kerry and can't afford that, even though we're surrounded by brand new housing here in Ballybunion.
So you see, you're being told there's do you know is there properties close by that would be suitable if they were done up? Are there bungalows in the area?
I can guarantee it, yeah, and I've actually spoken to the housing inspector and I've told them and where there's, and they're aware of them.
But the indication you're getting back is that the cost or the budget isn't there to do that retrofitting or to get that particular property up to scratch.
Yeah, it's cost too much.
And then you're seeing major housing estates being built, obviously off plans and all of that, and you're wondering why.
There is even brand new, at least 20 brand new houses built. There's 40 altogether. There's within the last 4 years around where I am.
Hard to understand.
Yes. And, like, I see this happening. People are asking me, oh, do you get a house? Do you get a house? And I was there, no. Do you know, because obviously the locals and my neighbours are good advocates for me, will say, and for
they
Richard.
They all know the situation.
Yeah, and David there, they think it's an absolute disgrace, which I do too, but...
You've obviously talked to politicians, councillors, TDs, tried to get situation, but
I have
no joy.
No joy. Even if I had a site to build, they said it would take too long, it'd take about 5 or 6 years before they'd even build a house.
Yeah.
You know, so either or, it's like my son is entitled to live comfortably in a house that's fitted for him and that's suitable for him, and I feel he's been totally discriminated against. Like, it's not really for me or the rest of the family, it's for him.
Yeah. What's going to happen? Are you worried about the future for him
if, to be honest,
the housing doesn't get sorted?
Yes, if he falls down the stairs, which he has done on numerous occasions, it's a case of he could fall on top of me, I could fall down, you know, he could end up with a broken neck, God forbid, things like that, or I could be walking down the stairs and he'd fall down after me and we'd be both in trouble.
That's the reality of the situation.
That's the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that I'm... Like, I'm here in this house 17 years. At the time, he was a young little fella. He was able to be more mobile and stuff like that. But as time went by, his needs started to change. So, obviously, we inquired about these changes and constantly been told, no, we can't do that. We're not able. We've
this
no
isn't
money.
Possible. The budget isn't there for that particular type of retrofit or that type of arrangement.
Yeah, or even if I mentioned, like, there's wheelchair adaptable housing around that's made here, or extensions here that have been made in houses here recently, and I've been told still the same thing, there's no money or it costs too much.
Fiona, when you see then, there was a story just yesterday that shows that nearly 1,300 under 65-year-olds are in nursing homes, disabled people across the country due to a lack of services. People with MS, spinal injuries, brain injuries and other conditions. They're in nursing homes at way too young an age because it's the only place to put them. Does that cause you concern? Is that p- part of the reason that not being enough money or effort or money is being put to these areas.
Yeah, being honest, it's total discrimination. It's against human rights. It's against a human need. And plus, my fear is, because this even affects my own mental health, with the fear that I'll have no other choice. This is my son. It's my duty as a mother to look after him, as well as my other children, no matter what age they are. It's my duty to look after him, and if needs be, if I am forced to send him into conditions like that or into a nursing home at such a young age, I'd rather go in there myself with him.
Yeah,
that's God's honest truth. Like, it's not a case of, oh, someone else, no one else can mind him. It's not a case of that. It's, this is his right, this is what he needs. He doesn't need to be sitting in a nursing home. He does not need to be interacting like that, or he could be left in a corner. Do you know what I mean? There might be suitable staffing for him.
Nursing homes are very specific to older people, but would they have the facilities or the training or the staff there to deal with his unique needs in that sort of setting? Yeah. All those sort of questions pop into your head.
And then it would boil down to more money then, staffing shortages, so on and so forth, and they'd have to retrain someone else to bring him in, you know, in to look after him. No, I don't want that. He's in services every day from Monday to Friday.
Which is great. He is getting services from the state.
Brilliant. He loves it. And that's his outline. That's his, and he has respite, which we're very, very lucky to have.
Yeah.
And it's every now and then. Like, he might get one night here and there, or he might get two nights. And we are blessed that way. But at the end of the day, he needs his home.
This is the final piece of the jigsaw for his... for his living arrangements that he needs and you feel he deserves.
Yes. If he was to apply independently on his own, I don't think he'd have any problem getting it. But, like, they're not going to look after him. He cannot live independently. You know, he's independent to a certain degree, but he would constantly need someone with him. He needs someone to help him shower, shave, brush his teeth, get dressed. He's able to get dressed, but he has to be supervised. He should be supervised throughout everything, you know.
Yeah,
he can put, we'll say, clothes into a washing machine, but he has to be supervised.
Yeah,
he has to be supervised 24/7.
Yeah,
365 days.
You've no problem doing that. You've no problem doing that, but you need somewhere with downstairs facilities, somewhere away, preferably for a stairs, as he gets older and his condition gets worse.
That's basically it. Because he is a wheelchair user. He doesn't use it often, but he does use it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's mobile around the house, or he can walk up the street a little bit, but he wouldn't be able to walk
long distances.
Long distances, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, look, Fiona, thanks for telling us your story and outlining that. We'll see where it goes from here in terms of getting the resources needed, the house needed. But thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thanks very much, Jerry. Thank you.